You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale. Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you are going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Sure, it's time for another episode of Bent News. Sure, I'm Ray Koob.
Sure, I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know... Top of the stack, the fantastic Rolling Stones in process in the studio recording a new album now, and the word is Charlie Watts will be on some tracks.
I'm not surprised one bit by this. They've been recording music for years, so you know they've got some excellent songs in the bank that Charlie Watts played on. Not surprised.
I'm surprised they're doing an album. When they released 2016's Blue and Lonesome, I figured, well, they just might be out of songs completely. But apparently not. They had so many hours in the studio as a band. And now, we're going to hear some of that and some of what they've been working on most recently. And word is, according to Ron Wood, that Steve Jordan, who's been touring with the band, will be in the studio and on some tracks of this as-yet-unnamed Rolling Stones album.
That band is going to record and tour until they all drop dead. That's how that band rolls, so...
Well, the way I see it is they'll all be dead and dying, and Keith Richards will be like, who's going on tour, man? Every now and then, when it comes to Halloween, Marcus, musicians or celebrities hit the nail on the head with their costume choice. And that is the case of Metallica's James Hetfield this past Halloween.
Yeah, his costume, fantastic, and maybe what people would expect. He did Eddie Munson for Halloween from Stranger Things. It's so appropriate.
We'll post the picture on social media. Caption, Eddie Munson says, Happy Halloween! And a perfect send-up of his appearance on Stranger Things. Papa Het added this quote, the way the Duffer Brothers have incorporated music into Stranger Things has always been next level, so we were beyond psyched for them to not only include Master of Puppets in the show, but to have such a pivotal scene built around it. And we were all stoked to see the final result, and when we did, we were totally blown away. It's so extremely well done, so much so, that some folks were able to guess the song just by seeing a few seconds of Joseph Quinn's hands in the trailer. How crazy cool is that? That's crazy cool, James.
Awesome quote.
Talking about crazy cool, you're Dolly Parton. You get caught up in the whole kerfuffle over the Rock Hall nomination. So you're going to make a rock album. Who does she call? Robert Plant and Jimmy Page. Top of the list. She called him. Hey, guys, you want to be on my new rock album? Boom.
I can't believe John Paul Jones hasn't been called as well, but I can only imagine the list of musicians that she's going to call. And I'm sure Dave Grohl's agents already called Dolly's agent and said, hey, Dave's available. He's got to play on that record. I can't wait to hear what she has to offer as far as rock and roll goes. She's pretty awesome.
Stay tuned. We'll keep you updated right here on the Bent News Update on the Imbalanced History of Rock and Roll News Network. Marcus, I got a crick in my neck.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing that some CBD can't fix, and that's why it's cool that the new Type O negative-inspired CBD is being released.
I went looking for trouble. And boy, I found her. She's in love with herself. She likes the dark.
It's called, get it? Blackberry Number One. A play on the song Black Number One.
That's an awesome name. Dude, we're going to have to try it.
I'm reaching out. You know I know people. The tincture is being released by Houston-based Whole Organics, and we'll get you more details here on the imbalanced history of rock and roll. Hey, Marcus, have you ever dropped 10, 15 grand to go to one of those private fundraisers for a cancer organization and then had The Who and Eddie Vedder up on stage?
I have not. Have you?
Spent 10 to 15 grand to go to a concert? No. Or an event. I don't have that kind of cash to throw around.
Me neither.
But that's what happened as the Teen Cancer America benefit in Los Angeles. Of course, The Who are a big part of that. And Eddie got up on stage to do The Seeker.
Kudos to them for putting together an event and raising a lot of money to help teens that are battling cancer and their families and the bills and what they do as an organization.
Thumbs up and hugs for everybody involved. Well done, guys. Well done. Well, we knew that Halloween at Toya and Robert's house was going to be kind of unique and fun, but boy, they really went off the chain on Halloween this year. Robert and Toya both dressed very, very Halloween-y, so to speak. Fripp did speak again to the kerfuffle over Toya's tatas, shall we say. And he says, we're keenly aware of what people have experienced during lockdown. I mean, banged up in a small apartment while your mother's dying and you can't go to the funeral. My wife said to me, if all we've done in 2 years is help one person through their bad time, it's worth it. Well said, Toya. Fripp added, at age 76, why should I give a fuck? This is my life.
And he's got the right attitude, 100%. The fact that they dressed up and did a completely insane cover of Black Sabbath's Children of the Grave is even wilder. And it's something you've got to see. We'll definitely post the link. You have to check this out. It is crazy and fun. And you'll smile.
Sad news in rock and roll this week. The Killer. Jerry Lee Lewis, one of those original four back to the Sun Records days, passed away at age 87.
Come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby. Baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on.
Yeah, it was a wild week because originally somebody had posted that he had passed away, and then it came out that he had not.
TMZ jumped the gun again.
And then a couple days later, Jerry Lee Lewis did pass away.
He started out in rock and roll and blues. If you listen to a lot of his early hits, they're based on songs that were made popular by Southern bluesmen. He was part of the gang that recorded with Sam Phillips at Sun, part of the Millionaire Quartet, right, along with Elvis and Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins. And he outlived them all. And just a note, born the same day as my dad, Marcus, the great Jerry Lee Lewis.
Another big loss this week in the world of punk rock, Dead Kennedys drummer D.H. Pellegrino, Darren Henley, passed away. He had had a fall, had a head injury, and wasn't able to recover. In case you don't know it, D.H. Pellegrino was the second drummer of the Dead Kennedys. He played on their debut EP, In God We Trust. And then he played on Plastic Surgery Disasters, Frankenchrist, and Bedtime for Democracy. Then he reunited with the band Minus Jello Biafra, and it got really messy, and there were lawsuits and all of that, but they continued on, and it's a tragedy because his drums were big in the punk rock world, and he made a lot of noise, good noise.
You mentioned Jello. His comment, "I feel like I was hit by a train. Wow, I sure wasn't expecting this. Despite all he'd done to his mind and body, I never thought we would lose him first. I think that's the shock of it all." Time for a new release update from Marcus Goldman. What you got, buddy?
Hey, man. Philly band Soraya just released an album called Bloom. I got a copy and have been listening to it. A couple of tunes you should check out that have been played on rock radio throughout the country: Tight Lipped and the current single, I Seek Fire. Fantastic tunes. The videos are up in YouTube. We'll post the link, but I recommend you check this album out. Soraya, and the album is called Bloom. Also in November, Bruce's Only the Strong Survive will be dropping on the 10th.
Bruce was spotted at the World Series game in Philly the other night with our pal Larry Magid. You know, he looked pretty comfortable there in the good seats. Only the Strong Survive, filled with soul classics. Apparently Springsteen recorded a bunch of them, and this is only volume one of what might be two or three albums in this vein.
Dropping on the 15th of November, The Smashing Pumpkins, A Tomb, Act One.
The first track to Radio Beguiled is Smashing Pumpkins rediscovering their riff box. Awesome. Can't wait to hear the album.
Then on the 17th, Disturbed's album, Divisive, is going to be dropping. Ooh, I bet it's so divisive. And then on the 18th, you have the Jimi Hendrix Experience Lost Concert, Los Angeles Forum from April 26th of 1969. Ooh, can't
That's
wait to hear that.
I cannot wait to spend some time at Top Volume with that one.
No doubt. Neil Young and Crazy Horse have a new album coming out called World Record. Nickelback.
Is it a world record because they've made so many albums as Neil Young and Crazy Horse?
I don't know. Call Guinness. Call Guinness.
Shit, I'll just call Neil.
And then Nickelback has got a new album coming out, Get Rollin'.
Their new song, San Quentin's, got some crunch to it. You know, they always balance the rock with the poppy sounds, and I think it's just because that's the way their voices sound. Sounds good to me. So Get Rolling with Nickelback. You know what I'm really looking forward to? In December, on the 21st, Weezer will complete their 4-EP song cycle of Seasons, and they spelled S-Z-N-Z, the winter EP out. Just in time for Christmas buying, I'm just saying, Marcus.
I guess they couldn't afford to buy the vowels in the title.
Okay. Come Monday, you're going to see something really fun and delicious in your podcast inboxes. We're talking to Steve Hackett from backstage at his show. Right before he went on stage, he called us, right, from England.
Yeah, it was a really fun conversation. Steve is an intelligent, interesting human being who loves to share his musical adventures with the world, and it's pretty rad.
I can't wait to share it with all of you wherever you get your podcasts on Monday. And that's pretty much it. Well, for now anyway, Marcus. Until the next time that we stack up the bent news, I'm Ray Koob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And you. And when you.
And you just get bent.
Yeah, just get bent.
What the hell is wrong with you people? Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.